Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special... Oh my God. Today
so far,
we
so
have... Today
You're
we have
fucking nervous about me here. Oh my God. I'm blushing.
I'm shaking. My
this
hands
is crazy.
Are shaking.
I've never seen her this like visibly shocked.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Thank you.
My cheeks are red.
You're flush. You're absolutely blushed. Oh my God. Look at you.
He's the host of the Buckets podcast, and if I were you, it's Amir Blumenfeld.
That's not how you say my last name.
What?
It's Blumfield.
Oh my God.
Oh, like the movies?
Yeah, sure. Like the movies. No, you're correct. It just like the joke is that you asked me specifically pre-recording how you say my name. I said yes, and it's like I set you up to fail, but what JK, if- you nailed it.
That would be so cruel if that was a constant thing that you did.
Yeah. People mispronounce my name naturally. I don't have to egg them on, but you did great.
Yeah. Thank you. We both have difficult names
That's
to
true.
Pronounce.
Yeah. And A names, AAA names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oof.
Triple A.
We're always ganging up on Gabe because he's not an A.
Well, and Gabe's wife is Andrea, so yeah. We're all A's. We've got a whole club that he's not part of.
Yes.
So now you can join our club, Amir.
The A team.
Hell yeah.
Play the sound effect. Okay.
That's pretty close.
That's the closest thing Gabe has.
The Harlem A team. Trotters.
So how are you doing? It's playoffs time. Are you enjoying
very exciting.
This?
I am. I'm loving it. It's very fun. It's everything we wanted after a season of kind of weird regular season basketball where people were resting or not playing or injured. It all felt very artificial. And now it's like, ooh, all the great players are trying to play. And not only that, but they're playing big minutes, like 40 minutes plus in these games. So it's been fun to watch.
Yeah.
Wow. 40 minutes.
Can you imagine?
My body would fall apart.
I played basketball today for the first time in a year and a half, and I played for probably less than 40 minutes and a lot less hard because I was basically jogging up and down and I feel sore. And I'm like,
oh,
wow,
man.
How does LeBron do it? He's roughly my age and we're roughly the same shape.
That's so fun. Were you at a gym? Or did you go to just like an open court?
It was an outdoor court with buddies that used to play in a gym, but gyms are not open. So now we're playing outdoors. They've played for like a month now, and I just joined because I just got my Vax plus 2 weeks timer.
Nice. Congrats.
So now I can finally hang around people and miss basketball shots while I jog up and down the court yelling,
Perfect.
Switch, get my guy. I can't breathe.
Well, I mean, what better way to celebrate being immune?
Yeah.
But breathing on other people.
Sweating, breathing.
Yeah.
Touching butts,
faces.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Bumping sweaty bums together. Yeah.
So you're a Laker fan, correct? How'd you get into the Lakers?
I grew up in L.A., and they were the best, and I rooted for the best, and then they kept winning, and I got even more invested, and then they got better, and then the Kobe came, and then I'm like, this is awesome, and then Shaq, and then LeBron, and it's all been good, and it's been fun, and it's been, one of the best decisions of my life was to grow up in L.A. and root for the best team ever, so here we are.
Wow.
Yeah. How are you feeling about, like, do you feel like the Lakers are going to get another one?
Yeah, I mean, I always am optimistic because it often happens and it works out and we have to be delusionally optimistic and then people get offended. It's like, you're not going to get LeBron. You're not going to win another championship. And they both happened. And I assume it'll keep on happening. And if he leaves, then we'll get another great player and we'll just run it back in a couple years. Yeah, I'm optimistic.
I mean, how many more years does the guy have in him?
That's a great question. When he signed with the Lakers, it was 3 seasons ago, and everyone's like, he's 34. It's his 15th season. Like, what are you getting out of this? Like a 41-year-old Karl Malone type guy? It's like, no, he's still the best player, and it's 3 years later, and he's hurt, and he's still the best player. So, I don't know, another 5-8 years of this? Like, where does it end? I don't know.
I think he's going to... I think at the very least, he'll be like Sue Bird, and he'll be playing when he's 40.
Yeah.
At the very least.
We saw signs of what that looks like the day he came back from his ankle injury. It's like, okay, so at worst, he's just this like really large guy who's good at passing, which is still like the 11th best player in the NBA. And that's old and injured. So yeah, I think he wants to play long enough to see his son play and then retire. So 45 years starting now, he'll still be playing.
I feel like, I feel like even if he gets to a point where he like can't be shooting as well or whatever, like he's still going to be bringing a lot to the team by like yelling at all the guys, you know, motivating them, slapping their butts as they run by.
Teaching the young boys.
He's a great motivator, yelling at the players. He's also the smartest basketball player. He's like, his IQ about the game is super high. So just having him like next to the team is like, we're learning by osmosis.
Yeah,
exactly. Or even like on the bench, like just being near greatness.
Yeah,
he's a buff genius. Yeah,
Dirk was 41, right?
Yeah.
So at very least, he could be like Dirk and not really play that many minutes, but just kind of be
jog up and look like I did today, just jog up and down the court, pointing at guys, help, help, help.
Yeah, they just put him in for like 3 minutes, just. So he, you know, gets a little bit of exercise and then put him back on the bench.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nobody was mad about it. And he got to go on like a goodbye tour.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everyone hugged him and, you know, swapped jerseys with him and stuff. It's fun.
And then play bad enough and draft a replacement that exact year. It's that easy. So we'll do that.
that's the plan.
We'll take Luca. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Luca would be ours now in this situation. Yeah.
Luca would never. He would.
I don't know. Would he?
Sure.
I mean, everybody does. So, yeah, he will come. And LeBron also would never. And he came. And then Anthony Davis also would never. And here we are. So we'll get Luca. We'll get Jason Tatum. Whoever we want, we'll get. And that's sort of the attitude I always have.
What about Kawhi, though? You guys really wanted him.
That is so fucked up for you to bring up. That's really, I mean, like, wow. That's really offensive. Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm taking such joy. See what happened to him? He didn't do that, and now he's cursed with this tainted DNA of the Clippers franchise, and now they cannot win. So the way we got revenge on that is by having them suffer through two of the most miserable seasons in NBA history. So that's how we got, that's how I get over that.
Do you think the Lakers hired a witch
to place
a curse on the Clippers?
We got to get Ariana on to discuss this because she would know.
There was some witchcraft. I think it was the Nuggets in the 70s had some witch-related incidents. I don't think the Lakers cursed the Clippers because they've been cursed since like 1968 or whenever they started. You don't need to curse the Clippers. They already are what they are. So,
But like, I feel like a couple years ago, it was very fun to watch the Clippers. And then, the last two seasons have just been a bummer.
Yeah.
Except for Laker fans who are taking such joy. Yeah. I get more joy in their failure than I do in Laker victories. It's like this weird level of schadenfreude that I didn't even know I had in my soul until Kawhi did what he did. And I was so personally offended by that.
Fuck him for wanting to be near his family.
How dare he? Yeah. Like, you could be the third best player on LeBron's team. Just be his backup, his lackey, and like nobody will ever respect you, and you'll, quote, ruin the NBA, but it'll be good for me.
You didn't need him. You still won it. You didn't need him.
Yeah, you still won.
Yeah, that was nice, but I would rather it just be a little bit easier and at the same time to not give the Clippers that shred of optimism. But yeah, you're right. It did work out fine, and I appreciate you bringing that up, actually. So thank you for that.
You guys did great.
Yeah.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. Yeah. It was just a rough go of it. You know, now people are saying we only won because it was the bubble. So it just didn't feel right. This championship, I think the coming up one will feel a little bit better, I think.
I honestly think Kawhi would have messed with the chemistry to the point where it would have not resulted in a championship.
That's possible.
I think he would have been a
What about that?
And, you know.
That's possible.
What if he did you a favor?
I think LeBron's goodness outweighs Kawhi's weirdness. Like Kawhi's great when the team is awesome, like the Spurs and the Raptors, and then you just plug in one of the best players ever. So like he doesn't have to yell at anybody because he's not going to. He doesn't have to inspire anybody because he's not going to. So LeBron and AD will do that thing, but then also Kawhi Leonard will be on the team. No, it would have been great to see. Again, it would have ruined the NBA. And yes, we did win a championship regardless of that. So I shouldn't be harping on it. I shouldn't be as upset as I currently am. But I don't know why. I'm still mad.
You're just fueled by anger.
Fueled by anger is a good way to and again, I've seen 9 championships in my lifetime. I don't need to be as angry. If anything, I should be happier than every other fan. Right. And for whatever reason, I can't get over this one thing. Kawhi, please change your mind. There's still time to opt out of your contract.
Do you think Laker fans are the angriest fan base? This is actually,
I would,
there's lots of angry fan bases.
I would say Lakers and Celtics fan bases, from what angriest? I've seen online, the angriest.
I don't know. Are we angry?
I'm
not sure
the
you
Lakers,
could find an angry fan for anybody, but yeah, who's the angriest?
The angriest and the loudest.
Well, so the loudest is interesting because like Portland has a very loud, but
loudest
not
is Knicks.
The Raptors.
The loudest is the Knicks. Yeah.
Knicks. You're right.
Yeah. We deprived them of oxygen for 2 decades. Yeah. And now they're just like, any semblance of a victory is like, God, we have to have a parade today. We won a playoff game. Everybody, we're doing it. We're fucking crowding into the streets. We're going crazy like World War II just ended. We split at home. We're 1-1. We have to celebrate. Celebrate. I think that's the most optimistic, loud, crazy fan base.
Yeah.
They're also angry though, which is interesting.
And just sad. They have been sad.
For
years and years now. But now they're excited.
Yeah.
Very excited. Except now they're sad again. It's hard to keep up. They're happy. They're sad. They're depressed.
It's an emotional roller coaster, really.
Yes, totally. Angriest fan base. That's a great question. It's tough to say. Like, because some teams are so bad that the fans are no longer angry. Like Sacramento is just like, they're just like numb, you know, like when you're in prison for 15 years, it's not the worst day of your life anymore. You're just kind of used to it.
I mean, I would say for us, the Celtics fans get really mad at us when we fuck something up about the Celtics.
Yeah, they always come at us online.
Or when we made fun of the Celtics logo, that was a big one. Everyone got so upset.
We said the leprechaun was stupid. And everyone came at us pretty hard.
It looks like the Lucky Charms logo. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, Frosted Lucky Charms. Yeah. I think the Celtics fans are the angriest because they're also like the closest to being good, but they're still not good. And they're always like kind of close, but they're never quite close enough. So that like that dangling carrot effect, I think, does indeed make them the angriest fan base. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have an advice podcast called If I Were You.
Yeah.
Can we ask you a few like scenarios and you give advice for them?
I would love that. Thank you. Because I host it with my buddy Jake, but it's high time that somebody just asked me specifically what they should do.
Fuck him. Jake. We don't care what he thinks right now, okay? This is all you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And these are like NBA specific. Does he even watch basketball?
He used to, but like not. He's more into like, you know, like European Premier League football. So like
nerd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he is a LeBron fan, so I appreciate that about him. Because now he's a Laker fan by default. But yeah. But I'll be more equipped to answer these questions for sure.
Okay.
Okay. So question number one. If you were a notoriously intense Virgo who practiced at 4 a.m. every day and had high expectations for your teammates, and you got to the finals last season, but this season you were just swept by the Bucks, and you have 2 years left on your contract, what would you do?
Okay. I don't know much about astrology, but I think you're talking about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I think
that was the main clue.
Okay. Yeah. It was disappointing. He played so well in the bubble. And then, we all had high hopes. Like, Jimmy Butler will figure it out. He's just the man. He's such an alpha. He's the dude. He's a grown man. And then he just got swept. I think you got to stay in Miami because Miami's pretty awesome. The team is like built around you. And then I think they have cap space to bring in a Kawhi Leonard type, maybe. Ooh. How cool would that be?
There was kind of rumors swirling around.
Yep.
About Kawhi going to the Heat.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be great. I would love that. Kawhi deserves it, quite honestly. He deserves like a winning culture, a winning franchise to just sort of welcome him with open arms and actually make it back to the finals. If he could do it in Toronto, he could definitely do it in Miami.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would be patient, a little patient, and ultimately stay optimistic. Jimmy Butler's sort of a funny dude. I'm not too stressed or angry or scared for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. I do want to mention on our last episode with Dan Lippert, we placed our first sports bet.
First bet ever.
And said that the Heat were going to win.
And we just lost $25.
We each lost $25.
That's a great way to start, because there's nowhere to go but up from there. Yeah, you're 0 for 1.
No. I'm announcing my retirement from sports betting.
Wow.
That's it? Wow.
Yeah. I feel too guilty because Anastasia and Gabe and Dan all lost money because of me.
Yeah, Agata's the one that said the Heat were going to win. And then after we placed the bet, we were like, oh, we were all rooting for the Bucks. Oh,
yeah,
well.
Like, it didn't make sense. It just happened in the moment. We got wrapped up in it. Dan was just ready to go. He had his mouse on the, or his hand on the mouse.
Yeah, his trigger finger was itchy.
That's right.
And he places bets all the time. So we were like kind of getting into it, but I apologize to you guys. I feel bad.
I don't mind. It was fun.
You got to win it back. I think the Clippers go for the Clippers. They're like 11-1 right now. They might have turned things around. You can win that. What was it? $25?
Yeah.
$5 bet. You can get your 25 back plus, you know, some dinner money. Should we place another bet? Is this crazy?
Oh, no.
Would you bet on the Clippers to win?
Are you insane? Listen to yourself. Listen to what you just asked. Imagine a horse that went over 50, and it's like, do you think they'll win this 50 first time? No, I don't think the Clippers will win. But am I terrified of them? Sure, because they got great players, and I don't want the Lakers to face them. I don't want to lose to Kawhi. I can barely handle when Kawhi loses. Can you imagine if Kawhi and Paul George beat LeBron and AD, what that would do to me? I might have to quit watching basketball. I'd be like hockey fan. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I would feel pretty good about it.
It would be a great story.
Yeah.
But a terrible ending for me. Again, all I care about is myself. But yeah.
Yeah, but like, you keep bringing it up. You've had all these good moments,
I know, these good times. And I'm a spoiled. And you will,
you're so spoiled.
I'm an Augustus Gloop of myself. I want it all.
Augustus, no.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm Veruca Salt. I just like want all the candy. And it's like, you've had 9 pieces. Can I borrow one? No, Kawhi. You don't get any. I have to win another one.
Isn't it kind of like a little bit of like diminishing returns, you know, like each one is just a little bit less exciting.
Yeah, is it even sweet to win anymore?
You know what? It is. It is awesome every time they win. Yeah, because enough time elapses. It happens very frequently in like the grand scheme of things. Like the fact that you win a championship like twice every 10 years is more than any other team, of course. But it, like, you know, after 7 years of being such a bad team, that like that first championship back feels just as good as the fourth, fifth, sixth. I would say maybe the third Lakers three-peat in 2002 felt a little like anticlimactic.
Okay.
So when they come in threes like that, which sometimes they
you
do.
You need a little bit of a lull between, right?
I need the lull, yeah. But I think this year will still feel great.
Okay. This scenario is closely related to what you're talking about.
Okay.
If you were a handsome, soon-to-be 30-year-old who has 2 championship rings with 2 different teams, and you finally got traded to the team you wanted in the city you want to live in, but the team is a mess, and they seem like they may never get to the finals, and you've had the same hairstyle since 7th grade, what would you do?
I would, if I'm Kawhi Leonard, I would go to Miami. I would go to the East Coast. Go to the Knicks. How exciting would that be? Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, the Knicks would be cool.
Incredible, perfect fit too. They play hard, they care about winning. The fans are starving for a superstar again. Him, Julius Randle, if he's still there. That defense, they need one more superstar. And Kawhi can still live in a big city. I know he doesn't like the cold weather, and I get that. I'm also a Southern California boy, and I hated the winters in New York. But I think if you're rich, you don't feel cold because the clothes you wear, and you're not on the subway. You're not like,
I mean, he basically said that, right?
Avenues. Yeah.
He's like, said that he's never in Toronto outside. That he was just like, from building to car,
to car to building
to tunnel.
Yeah.
Like he's not, you know, he's not making a snowman out there.
No, but, nor should he. Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like Miami is, if that feels right to me. Yeah. I don't like,
that would be awesome.
I don't like him on the Knicks.
Also, he wanted to be close to his family.
Yeah, that's too
Doesn't
far.
His family want to be in Miami though?
Oh.
Also, like, you could say you want to be close to your family and then 2 years at home in the pandemic. He's like, I think I'm going to move to Miami.
Yeah, I got traded.
We tried the LA thing. No, you didn't. It was a sign-in trade. Yeah, but listen, I will see you guys in Christmas. Fuck, I love you. All right, bye.
Let's do one final one. How's that? Do the last one.
Okay, if you were balding, but you couldn't accept it, but you're one of the best NBA players of all time, and you have several rings, including the one you just got last season, and you have many successful businesses, including a media empire, what would you do?
Yeah, I guess whatever LeBron's doing is kind of working. Like, there are some games where it looks off, and then there are some games where it's like, whoa, how did that happen? Like, the people throw the word plugs out there. You know, I've been cursed with many genetic unfortunate situations, but hair is not one of them. I do have a solid head of hair, so I can't quite empathize with that side of things. But I think, aside from shaving his head, which is totally in play, and I think he did that after one of the finals that he lost against Golden State, he shaved his head. I think he's doing it right. He's got enough going on up there. It's kind of like the Kevin Durant. It's like, you know, it covers 80 to 90% of the head, and it doesn't look as bad as like say Alex Caruso, unless that's who you're talking about. I know you said champion, balding.
one of the best NBA players in history is Alex Caruso.
That's right. So I think... For Caruso, definitely shave it, which he did. Shout out to the GOAT. And then for LeBron, I think he's playing it all right too. It's whenever you get, because plugs are like somewhat permanent, right? Like,
yeah,
it shouldn't be waffling back and forth as much as it does. Like, some games look great and some games
don't.
Sometimes
it almost looks like a flap that just pops up.
Oh,
like
I
almost
see.
Like a moon roof or something.
Interesting.
And I wonder what that is. If that is plugs and it's just like not. It wasn't set yet or something. I don't know.
But then you see like Space Jam. It looks like a full, like a nice head of hair, almost like.
Do you think they just gave him spray painted
the hair.
Makeup makes it easy. CGI makes it easy. So like, the hardest way to hide is during a game where you're like sweaty and exposed and the cameras are on top of you.
Yeah. Imagine like just like the dye is just like dripping down his
face. Yeah, you can't have that. But it's not dye. It's, I guess, surgically moved hair.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, it's unfortunate. But you know what? He's perfect in so many ways that like these little things that I have on him keep me going. I like that I'm better at LeBron than in one facet of DNA.
You're better at hair.
Yes, he has me beat in literally any other decision our genetic makeup could have made, but I'm not as bald as he is.
I mean, we love the baldies on this podcast.
Yeah,
especially Gabe. Gabe's a big fan.
Big fan of baldies.
Loves Caruso.
We watched Caruso's, was it a Manscaped ad?
Mm. Yep. There's no shame in being, I mean, Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player ever, bald. Yeah. Kobe Bryant, bald.
Makes it aerodynamic.
Yeah, and it's cool. It's cool looking. Alex Caruso, bald. Big three. There's your Mount Rushmore right there.
We have a question for you that we do ask all of our guests. If given the opportunity and assuming that all these encounters would be consensual, who would you kiss from the current league and why?
It could be anybody in the NBA.
Yeah, anybody. And if you got multiple answers, even better.
And I have to smooch one of them. Do I have to say like who's?
You get to smooch one.
I get to smooch one. Are you basically asking me who's the most attractive one? Or I can be like, I want to kiss LeBron James because like how many people can say they've done that?
Yeah, it could
you
be
can't
for any
say
reason.
That. We can't say that, but it's kind of a cop out.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I mean, we talked about him already, but I think Jimmy Butler's a very handsome man.
Yeah.
And you're talking about hair. I mean, come on. That's great, like hair. LeBron's wet dream is to have Jimmy Butler's hair situation.
And he's like funny, too. So, you know, it'd be like
charming.
A fun time.
Yeah. And a great smile as well.
Oh, yeah. That smile.
But he would be too intense, I feel like.
He would give you notes on your kiss.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I would deserve them. And I want those notes. Give me the notes. Actually, I'm going to send Jimmy Butler a picture of me smooching somebody, anybody, and I want fucking Butler to weigh in.
That's a great point.
Just kissing your mirror or something.
Finally.
Does he have a wife? Is he married?
I don't think he's married.
I don't think he's married.
Yeah.
He might have a girlfriend. Gabe's Googling it.
But I never see that.
Let's see. Jimmy Butler has a
girlfriend named Caitlin.
Girlfriend
Novak?
Who has a baby. They have a baby together.
Oh, cute.
Wait, is that Shay Mitchell?
Really?
Did he date Shay Mitchell?
Maybe, but he's currently with Caitlin Novak. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Good for him. Never heard about his baby. He must be not thinking about it as he's playing.
I think he's so focused on the game.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yeah. But, you know, so many guys are like, I do it for my kids and my family at home. And he's just like, I don't care.
Yeah. Jason Tatum, you can't not see his kid. His kid is everywhere.
Everywhere you turn.
Oh, Deuce? Yeah. Deuce is a brand. I mean, Deuce is a lifestyle. I'm subscribed to Deuce's TikTok, and he's really funny. He leans a little right of center politically, but overall, I really appreciate. Yeah, Deuce is a little conservative. Deuce
Tatum.
Well,
they are in Boston.
Yeah, and that sort of bleeds into, and that's why I'm like trying to separate the artist Deuce from his like art.
But his dances are good, right?
Yeah.
Yes, the dances are great. I mean, he's all up in there, and he's a tastemaker. He's a trailblazer.
Wow!
It's awesome to see Deuce Tatum do his thing, basically. And if you're out there, Deuce, I'm commenting on the stuff like, let's collab. Let's get into this. I'd love to figure out a way to do something together, Deuce. So
he does listen to the show.
Yeah, Deuce listens to our show. Yeah.
Deuce listens. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. Deuce, let me know.
Go on Buckets, Deuce.
Yeah.
Deuce, please. We'll have you on Buckets. We could talk about literally anything you want. Maybe not like the Mitch McConnell tweets, but like anything you want. Aside from that, I would love to be in the Deuce Tatum business.
Yeah. The Deuceiverse.
Yes. The extended Deuceiverse. I could be his little Deuce or his Trey, as it were. I want to be his friend in a way. But he's 3 or is he 2 at this point?
I think he's 3. He looks a little bit older.
Yeah.
He's old. Wearing he's tall a basketball. For his age. Yeah. He is tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think, he was born. Let me pull up his birthday because I do have his Deuce information on file.
You send him a gift every year.
Yeah.
I remember when he was born.
Deuce Tatum.
Yeah.
Good
third
man.
Birthday.
So 2017. Oh. He was born December 2017.
I got to send him a gift basket or something.
He's coming up on 4.
Yeah.
Time flies. When you're living the life.
Yeah.
When you're 3.
So, shall we get into some news?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
So much happens in a week. We can't possibly cover it all. So we wrap it up in a little segment called Previously on Basketball.
Nice.
Previously on Basketball.
Friends. Oh, the Friends reunion just happened.
I watched it.
Did you?
Yep, wow. Watched it last night.
What did you think?
It was like very fan porn, just like, let's fucking have Lisa Kudrow play Smelly Cat. Let's fucking have the gang do Friends trivia. Let's have behind the scenes outtakes, us watching the outtakes. But as such, it was very enjoyable.
Nice. Yeah.
I always feel like in a show that becomes a cult classic like that, like the actors are probably just like, I don't remember this scene I shot like 20 years ago, the fans have like watched it 100 times and they're like, remember when you said this?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah. All right, calm down.
Yeah.
So then they just have that. They just remember because the fans constantly bring
exactly.
it up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or they're like, children are now watching it. And he's like, oh, I caught this episode again. And you were so funny in it. Yeah.
But I feel that way even about our show. Like, people will bring up stuff we talk about. I'm like, as soon as we're done recording, my brain is turned off.
You delete it.
And it's gone. Yeah,
and also, I'm browning out while it's happening. So, like, as soon as it ends, I don't know what I said. I think I talked about Deuce Tatum, like, for 10 minutes. Probably, like, 30 seconds ago. I cannot remember a word.
All right. I'm going to read some headlines. Bad fans get bans. The Bucks sweep the Heat, becoming the first team to advance to the semifinals. Jordan Clarkson is named the 2021 Defensive Player of the Year, and Julius Randle wins the Most Improved Award. WNBA viewership is up 74% over last season. Diana Taurasi will miss 4 weeks due to sternum fracture. Kristaps Porzingis is fined $50,000 for going to the club. Connecticut Sun coach Kurt Miller received suspension and $10,000 fine for comments about Liz Cambage. Wow.
Let's see what she had to say about this guy, because yeah. What a fucking douchebag.
This is Liz's response on Instagram.
Something went down in today's game, and I need to speak on it, because if there's one thing about me, is that I will never let a man disrespect me. Ever, especially a little white one. But to the coach of Connecticut, I'm sorry, little sir man, I do not know your name. You know, I'm trying to get a call, being like, come on, she's 300 pounds. I'm gonna need you to get right, baby, because I'm 6'8". I just double checked, because I love to be correct and get facts. I'm weighing 235 pounds, and I'm very proud of being a big bitch. Body, Big Ben's baby.
I love her so much.
Where is she from?
Australia.
Yeah.
Got
I don't know
it.
Which
That's
part
cool.
of Australia, but
she's 6'8". I mean,
235.
235, a goddess.
That's like Luka Doncic sized. Yeah.
Yeah. And the coach was talking some shit and like basically calling her fat. So
yeah.
Wow.
She had to put him in his place.
And I love Big Body, Big Ben's baby. That's my new catchphrase. Yes.
She's very hot. Like we talked about it, I think, last time, but if you don't follow her on Instagram, you got to follow her.
Highly
She's posting
recommend.
Thirst traps all the time.
Wow.
She looks great. She's great at basketball. She's back to playing. She's going to kick everyone's ass. So
that's exciting.
Put some respect on her name.
Exactly. Good job for her. Yeah. Putting Kurt Miller in his place.
All right. So this week we had the popcorn incident. I'm sure everyone has seen it, of a horrible piece of shit fan pouring popcorn on Russell Westbrook. Let's see what he had to say.
To be blatantly honest, man, this shit is getting out of hand, especially for me. Just the amount of disrespect, the amount of just fans just doing whatever they want to do. It's out of pocket, man. Any other setting, I know for a fact that fans and a guy wouldn't come on the street and pour popcorn on my head, because he know what happened.
Why Russ? They're always going after Russ.
The guy can't catch a break.
He's such a... I mean, I get it because of how he plays on the court, I guess. But in real life, like... He seems like a good guy.
I like him.
You know?
I'll defend him.
He seems very sweet with his kids.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to pour popcorn on Russ has got to pour it on me first. I'm putting this out
here.
You
just want popcorn.
Yeah, I will just eat the popcorn. But yeah, I will be a human shield for him. This is just so rude and disrespectful. And what? Why?
What was the point?
What was the point?
He was going back. I think he was injured and being led back through the tunnel when it happened. Yeah.
But if you asked any NBA fan, what city do you think this happened in? All of them would be like, Philadelphia. Probably Philadelphia. It happened in Philly, right? Sixers fans. So when you're talking about
Utah.
Angriest fan base, yeah. It's got to be Philly.
We forgot Utah. About Sixers for angry. Mm-hmm. They are pretty angry, huh?
True.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, and then we had a spitting incident with Trae Young. Let's see what he had to say.
I don't know if it got on my jersey, my shorts, or whatnot, but I didn't feel it. I saw the video, and it's disgusting. For me, as a player, I come out here to do my job and play, and I had no problem with the fans and what they.
This trainer's just like in front of the camera.
Get out of the way.
I'm not mad.
Trainer Young.
But for spitting and things like that, that's uncalled for in any arena or in any environment.
I mean, what the fuck is wrong with these fans? Like,
so that was at Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah. Knicks fans were back. Yeah, they're back on the angry list. But also, we're still in a fucking pandemic, and you're spitting on another human being
and little
terrible
in a non-sexual way.
Ice tray. Come on.
In a non-sexual way. Non-sexual, non-consensual. You can't just be spitting on Trae Young because he's good and your team is playing him. That's not a good enough reason.
Yeah. That's like attempted murder now.
Yeah, exactly.
It should be. Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? I think we should go back to no fans. Let's just rewind. The fans have been cooped up too long. And now
this is
just
why we can't have nice fans.
Yeah, exactly. Like you. Do you think these people were just sitting at home for the last year? Like, when I finally get back in there, I'm just gonna pour.
They were spitting on their TVs.
Yeah. Which ultimately is fine.
But yeah. That only hurts yourself.
That's right.
So let's look at what Kyrie has to say about Boston racism.
I mean, it's not my first time being an opponent in Boston. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to competing with my teammates. And, you know, hopefully we can just keep it strictly basketball. You know, there's no belligerence or any racism going on, subtle racism and people yelling in the crowd.
Is it something you've experienced in Boston before?
I'm not the only one that could attest to this, but it's just, you know, it is what it is.
Hands up.
He already knows he's gonna get quote. He's gonna get bombarded by Celtics fans who are like, we're not racist, we're just proud of our whiteness.
And then I think you have the Ainge clip and the Marcus Smart clips after that, which made the Kyrie quote very funny.
Let's look at the Ainge response. He said, I think that we take those kinds of things seriously. I never heard any of that from any player that I've ever played with in my 26 years in Boston. I never heard that before from Kyrie, and I talked to him quite a bit. So he never heard that from Bill Russell. He never heard that from Marcus Smart, who wrote a Players Tribune about it. Let's look at what Marcus Smart had to say.
He said, yeah, I've heard a couple things. It's hard to hear that and then have them support us as players. It's kind of sad and sickening. Yeah, of course. Obviously,
it's not a secret,
right,
that this happens. And lots of people have talked about it.
Yeah, and in Utah, too. Everyone talks about playing games there, and it's just like people they have yelling to deal with the barrage of racist bullshit. What can you say?
Why is Danny Ainge denying it?
Well,
is
that
the
too
crazy thing.
Racist people don't like hearing that they're racist. I mean, it really comes down to that. They've had racist people have had a rough year because they had a really
it's hard because they were in charge for 300 years plus, and now it's like, shit, you're taking away the one thing that's kind of defined racism, racist people, which is the racism. And now they don't have an outlet for the hate. And it's,
and they're the real victims here.
yes, that's the point of this podcast. I'm glad we're talking about it.
Being a white man is becoming, you've got a target on your back.
Thank you. And I was talking to Deuce about it. He gets it. He totally gets it. It was just a little misguided.
Nice.
Yeah, he said some really off-color things in a vlog. This is when he was two.
Oh no.
Yeah, this
he
is
was
when
young.
Deuce was Deuce. Yeah, he didn't know better.
I do want to say Kyrie looks really cute in that clip. He's just a cutie.
He's a cutie.
Yeah.
I like how casual he is. He's like, well, I don't know. I you guys know Boston's racist, right? It's not don't shoot the messenger.
All right, let's watch this Joe Ingles, Jordan Clarkson, Sixth Man of the Year award clip.
Number three, how many Utah Jazz players have won it?
They're talking to Ernie on TNT.
Zero. One.
Oh, who's the one?
Man. Yeah. No, bro.
That's true.
I love that.
So cute.
Man.
They're friends.
Very well deserved. Oh, we're out of shot here. Go down so they can see your pretty face.
I love that.
Ingles.
I'm gonna cry.
Ingles is a gem.
Yeah, Angels. He's a sweetheart.
Both of them, Angels. And then let's look at Julius Randle and his son. It's just, this is so sweet.
I was surprised my dad was most bored.
Most improved award. He slurred through it.
Sorry, Kaiden, can we get that again? We can barely understand you, bud.
Take it.
My dad's.
Oh, he's so cute.
Everyone was saying he has the same braids as Julius Randle.
That's so sweet.
So cute.
Him and Deuce should definitely like hook up in the off season.
Talk about the collab of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kaiden and Deuce. I feel like, I don't know, there could be like a music video, a ride, a candy. I'm trying to like think big pictures with these two guys. And it's just like, there's something to be had there. And I'm afraid that they've already peaked in terms of popularity.
Yes.
Because I think Kaiden's 5 and Deuce, you said it was 3.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like we can reclaim that magic that we had in the bubble where they were like legit B-list celebs.
Maybe this is their big comeback.
That's cool to think. Yeah.
I mean, if they made a candy and then like did a big tour to promote it. You know,
that would be an awesome start, and we can kick it off, launch it with like this podcast live opening for Kaiden and Deuce or something like that. Just trying to think. Yeah,
no, I think it's a great idea.
Routing, really, like we start in the Northeast and then make our way, because I think Kaiden, his parents are from Kentucky, so I'd want to do something there at like a Foot Locker or something like
that. A big hometown, in-store parade.
Yeah, an autograph sesh, a signing.
Yeah.
We want to momentify this event.
Let's look at LeBron's tweet. This cracked me up.
Yes, this is great.
He said, man, it's loud ass.
But the S's are asterisks.
Loud ass H-E double hockey sticks in MSG. That joint rockin'. And then he corrected himself and said ass. And how did this happen?
Yeah, doesn't he have a team of copywriters that make sure that everything is like polished and stated, and then sometimes he just farts out a typo ridden tweet?
But also, like, I mean, does Jenna from our Discord mention like maybe he has like those automatic replacements on his
so
phone,
so he doesn't swear,
so when he wrote an ass by accident it like put the asterisks in there?
Because why are the asterisks in there? It doesn't make sense.
The hell is also.
Yeah, maybe he, like, every time he writes hell in his phone, it auto changes it to that. Which, that's fun. I mean, does anyone have his number and want to.
Yeah, should we call him? Yeah. Get him on the horn?
Well, Braun? Just send him a text.
Yeah.
Yeah, just send him a text and see
if
he'll.
DM him. I'm on a chain with him and Deuce, but that one's been dead for a minute.
Deuce is busy right now.
Yeah, he blocked me actually. I'll figure it out offline.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
And let's look at this guy at the Nuggets game who looks like producer Gabe but is not.
And Gabe was at this game, so it was reasonable to think, is that Gabe? And I think like from a distance, if you kind of cross your eyes a little bit, it looks like you, but
he's kissing, because Nurkic fells out. He's kissing Nurkic bye-bye.
Yeah, which Gabe would never do. Gabe would be rude.
He would kiss him bye-bye to be like, bye, I'll see you
again.
Yeah,
I'll miss
like,
you.
I love you.
Thank you. Yes, I was at this game. That was not me. We got some people sending this in saying, is that Gabe? And no, it is not. No.
Yeah, you would never be petty like that, because that's not what you're about.
No.
And that's not what the show is about. So if you ever see someone in the crowd at a game and you're like, is that Agata? Like,
but that person's being rude.
Yeah, exactly. No, I would never.
But if that person is wearing a cowboy hat and like drinking a big margarita,
yeah
that's probably her.
That's me. That's me, and I'm cheering for both teams, baby. I'm just having fun.
One last thing, a video of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio talking about Trae Young.
This is about basketball. I have an important official announcement. This is very serious. I want to get this out. Message to Trae Young on behalf of the people of New York City and anyone who cares about actually playing basketball the right way. Stop hunting for fouls, Trae. I want to quote Steve Nash, one great player, great coach.
What
he says, quote unquote, that's not basketball. Trae, That hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on.
What the fuck is that?
Anyway, 400 dead today because of my botched corona response. What else? Mets were off. I think that's it.
What a weird use of official, videos. And,
there was so much Trae Young slander online today or this week. And it's just, I mean, I don't get it. Like, just because he's good and your team is playing him is not a good enough reason to humiliate him like that or spit on him or, you know.
Or misuse spank him. Taxpayer money to send him a message.
Yeah.
By the way, Trae Young is now up 2-1 against the Knicks, and they look kind of... It looks like they don't know how to stop him, so...
Good!
Bad on de Blasio there.
Yeah, they were just amping him up. They were giving him fuel for his fire.
Yeah, now Trey's, gone Super Saiyan and, ready to...
fuck this fucking team.
So just a little info on where the playoffs are right now in the West. Jazz and Grizzlies are 1-1. Mavericks have 2 over Clippers 1. Nuggets have 2 over Blazers 1, even though they're playing right now, right, Gabe?
Yeah, this is going to be outdated in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Portland's up big. They're going to win.
So it might be 2-2. They might be done. No, they won't be done.
Portland's going
to
win.
Yeah, Portland's going to win.
Yeah.
It'll be 2-2 after this.
So then Lakers are up 2-2 the Suns 1. How are you feeling about this? You think it's in the bag for the Lakers?
Yeah, that's a wrap. LeBron did his little, I'll lose the first game and figure it out. And now it's a suffocation environment for Phoenix in a way that I don't see them winning another game, unfortunately, for them. Obviously, total respect for the Suns and their organization. The coach has done a fantastic job with this squad. But honestly, they're a fucking welcome mat to the Lakers. Get out the way. Thanks for the warm-up. And we're on to the next. Enjoy your regular season trophies. That's not why we do it here in Lakerland. We're all about the real season, a.k.a. the postseason. Thanks for warming us up for our next opponent. We'll take the gentleman's sweep. Arrivederci. Have fun in Cancun. Bye.
Do you think they just absorb the powers of their fallen foes every time? It's almost like Devin Booker.
They get
enemy.
Devin Booker's talent.
Yeah.
Well, I had an idea that if you beat a team, you get to steal their best player for the next round.
Whoa.
Which honestly makes a lot of sense. You vanquished that foe, and now Jimmy Butler is on the Bucks. That should happen.
That would
the
be
Lakers
cool.
Get Booker.
I would love that. I would love
and if they beat the Nuggets,
Giannis,
then they get Jokic. And then it's then you have the best team in the finals because it's everybody that you've defeated along the way. And honestly, the real friends are the ones that you defeated along the way.
Yeah. I want to say I hope the Suns win. Sorry.
Wow.
I think that's so courageous and charitable of you to root for this injured little animal in the street. And that's so empathetic and kind.
That is exactly
it's really sweet of
is.
You to think that. Yeah. And campaign as a black guy. And it's how do you not feel anything for this struggling, angry, anguished foe? But the Lakers need to end the series now. We need as much rest as we can going into the next series versus the winner of this Denver-Portland series, which looks like it'll be going 7. So we get the week of rest. We get to sort of get a little healthy before playing one of those teams that are also, by the way, very depleted. None of those teams look, better than Phoenix to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win it all in the East?
Philly.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I think
not the Nets.
I think the Bucks will beat the Nets, but it'll be a struggle. And then by the time they get to Philly will have just beaten Atlanta fairly easily. Mm-hmm. And then I think Philly will take down Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. But Milwaukee's playing great too. It wouldn't surprise me. It would surprise me if the Nets made it to the finals. I'm not a big believer in their quote unquote team.
I feel like it's going to be the Bucks. But I've said that for 3 years in a row. And
it's been wrong. But now they have Drew Holiday and he's awesome.
Yeah, he's great. I love Drew.
He's so good.
So each week we highlight the best, funniest, cutest comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's our cutie comment of the week.
Now to leave a great comment.
Wow. Millhouse. Thrill-ho.
This week's comment is from Beef Watson.
Great name.
I love cutie comment. Gabe, this is a real meta one. I love cutie comment of the week. I usually listen to the episodes with my wife, and I'm always like, hell yeah, I saw that the other day. love his enthusiasm for...
Shout out to Beef Watson. Thank yes, you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you for subscribing, being in our Cutie Nation Discord. It's so much fun in there. If you guys want to join, you can sign up on our Patreon, patreon.com/dunktown. We're trying to get to 125 patrons so that we can do an opening night watch along to Space Jam 2. Will we get there? Probably not. It doesn't look good.
I'm saying no.
Yeah.
Prove us wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, if you guys can root for the Suns, you can root for anything to happen.
All right. We don't have a mail basket this week, but if you want to send us something for next week, email us at hi@dunk.town or call us at 903-420-DUNK. Tell us about what's going on with your team or your personal life. We don't care, either or.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Yeah. Amir, thank you so much for being here. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
No, I mean, I have a basketball podcast as well called Buckets. I hope I wasn't too rude to the Suns organization. I just do think they're a fake team with no real talent. And like, I don't want that to come across as like rude or mean in any way. I just think that their fans are rooting for not a real squad, basically. Okay, I'm glad I cleared that up.
And
the advice podcast, if I were you, and go sports, go NBA. It's fantastic, and I appreciate you guys having me on. I hope you guys had fun as well.
Yeah, we loved having
we
you
had
on.
A great time.
Would love to have you again.
Here. Yeah, come great. Back whenever next week. You want.
Next
yeah.
Up?
Yeah,
what are you thinking? We'll go same, a twofer. Yeah, back to back.
You want to do
same time next week?
Yeah. If the Suns beat the Lakers, you should have me back on and play back everything I've been saying for the last 10 minutes.
That would be funny.
Yeah, we'll have you and Deuce together. That would be fun.
Honestly, I would love me and Deuce to be on the show together. We'll call it the Amir episode part Deuce as like sort of a cheeky little nod, an homage to the DT man himself. And he's growing up before our very eyes. Shout out. Yeah, hashtag Deuce. Shout out.
Love to see
we
it.
We love him.
Yes.
Sign up for our Patreon, and thanks to all our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at @agatamonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tomingus for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.